I'm Jessica Cunningham, and I'm from the Moffitt Cancer Research Center in Tampa, Florida.
So you've been attending this meeting now for the last couple of days. What's your impression of the meeting?
I really, really like the basis of the meeting, that we're not just presenting known data, we're actually trying to talk about what we don't know. And I think that that is the most important part. We could talk about what we do know all day, and it doesn't get us anywhere. So it's nice to talk about people who are trying to push the envelope.
Is there anything particularly surprising that comes to mind that you heard at the meeting?
So I really liked the talk about regeneration and how the electrical components of a cell have to really, really dictate how regeneration occurs. And the movies of actually seeing electric potential waves changing within, you know, embryogenesis of splitting cells, and that it could actually dictate genetics instead of the other way around, is really, really mind-blowing. It's really interesting.
And what about cancer? Anything that relates directly to cancer?
So there's some evidence that these membrane potentials actually break down in cancer cells, and that maybe intracellular electric fields also break down in cancer cells. And if these are highly regulatory systems, if these are big proponents of who am I and what am I doing as a cell, and they break down, it's not hard to think how that would translate directly to cancer.
And you showed some movies yourself. So tell me about your own work.
So we actually study the consequences of an intracellular electric field. So not a membrane potential per se, but actually what would happen if an electric field could survive, you know, could actually be within the cytoplasm, and how this pertains to pathways, so messenger proteins and the like. So it's interesting to talk about the difference between a diffusive process and then something that is highly directed by electric fields, and it actually adds this whole level of information that you can get. In cells with diffusion, you don't get when or where a signal is coming from, but if there were some organization principles within the cell, you can actually get when and where signals are coming from, and this could be a very big change in how information pathways are discussed in normal cells and cancer cells.
I seem to remember that you had a schematic of the cell where you had looking down almost as a column into the nucleus, and you had some proteins that were going part of the way down this column towards the nucleus, bumping into others, transferring information, and there were about three different types of proteins going on, and none of them actually went all the way down to the bottom. They just passed on the information to other proteins. Is that right?
Yeah, so many protein pathways have more than one protein, and the one that we map has four. So one is bound to the cell wall, and then there's three within the cytoplasm, and only one of those actually goes into the nucleus. So the other two are bouncing back and forth, passing this message, you know, between these other proteins, but it's only the one last protein that actually goes down into the nucleus.
And that there are electrical messages being passed.
Yes, so protein pathways, everyone agrees that how these pathways are quote-unquote activated is by adding phosphate, and a phosphate adds two negative charges. And the negative charges are not really discussed in big consequences. They talk about conformal changes of the protein themselves, but allowing these negative charges to be a part of a much bigger organizational principle of the cell is... Could be groundbreaking, or it could be all awash. I don't know yet.
And what implications does that have for cancer in particular?
So it's very hard to talk about a cancer cell and how is a cancer cell broken when we may not even know how normal cells work correctly in the first place. So I think we're kind of jumping the gun a little bit, trying to say what is wrong with a cancer cell when we have a very hard time defining what is right in normal cells. If we can't talk about how normal cells keep themselves quote-unquote normal, it's very hard to try and fix that if we don't know what fixed means. So we're studying a lot of just normal pathways in normal cells, and you know, if we can figure out a better physical mechanism of how that really works, we might actually have some ground to stand on to talk about what's wrong with cancer cells.
So what was coming out to me during this conference is that we need to do much more fundamental research looking at the electrical properties of cells.
Yeah, so this is an area of biology that has kind of been ignored. It comes off as a little hocus-pocusy, and I think it got ruined with electrotherapy, where they were shocking people, you know, and it's a little scary to think about, you know, our bodies as electrical systems. And I also think it was also prohibited by the technology we had. So not until recently have we been able to measure these tiny, tiny electrical properties of a cell. And I think as the technology gets better, and also we get more comfortable thinking about that there is an electrical property of a cell again, that we'll start to be able to open up this whole, you know, area of science that's kind of been ignored a little bit, which is a shame.
Thank you. Fascinating.
Thanks. Thanks very much.